Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 367 for Wednesday, April 27th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were lower on Wednesday morning following losses in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $5 to $7 lower, with the July contract checking in at $495.30 a ton. That's down $5.70. The Canadian dollar was slightly higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less attractive to out-of-country buyers. Steady farmer selling was bearish, along with large global supplies of soybeans. Malaysian palm oil fell to its lowest level in 2 weeks, and that contributed to the downside. However, gains in crude oil and European rapeseed futures helped to limit the losses. Dry weather across parts of Western Canada was supportive. Ideas that the Canadian canola crop will be on the small side was bullish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were slightly lower, about 2 cents lower, with the July contract at $10.24 a bushel. Drier weather conditions in Argentina were bearish for the market as they reduced fears over water damage to the soybean crop. Harvest activity could be close to returning to normal. The wet weather prompted large funds to run up the market in recent days, and that pushed prices to their highest level in 8 months. That being said, the market is in a trading range of 40 to 50 cents. Corn was 1 to 2 cents lower, with the July contract sitting at $3.85 a bushel. The market was also pressured by weather, as rain in Brazil helped to alleviate some of the concerns farmers had over excess dryness to the corn crop in Brazil. A lack of fresh news about the state of the crop was bearish. Corn growers in Argentina are expected to start planting more corn when seeding comes around because of the elimination of the country's export tax earlier this year. Forecasts for cool, rainy weather in the U.S. Midwest also supported prices. U.S. wheat was 1 cent lower, with the July contract sitting at $4.86 a bushel. Improving weather crop conditions and a lack of demand pushed the market lower. Heavy rain fell across portions of Texas and Kansas overnight, and that should impact winter wheat. Russia continues to sell wheat supplies at a record pace due to their large inventory and weak currency. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, April 27th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.